Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss podcast, a place that is committed to educate, motivate, and inform the Black listener about ways they can live their best lives now using the skills and potential that already lies within, discussing topics relevant to the unapologetically woke Black population. Do you know who you really are? Let's go. Warning, the information you are about to hear may be offensive to certain listeners. Unfiltered truth on the way. If the truth offends you, I suggest you stop listening now. Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss podcast. I am your host, Richard Hawks, and on today's podcast, we are back in the building and we are with episode number 9 here. We're going to get back in the booth and we're going to get these things back cranking out and cracking up because there's a ton of wonderful things going on and crazy things going on that just need to be discussed and need to be put out there and just needs an honest perspective on some of these things, to be quite honest with you. You know how this podcast goes and you know what it is. I believe in giving and just telling it, you know, and I'm going to get back into just coming out here and putting these out a lot better and just telling it without my own little second reservations about what I'm saying in regards of my points and what I say. So, and this is going to be a prime example. This particular episode is being recorded on the 11th of December, and around this time, there's a story that's floating around for some odd reason. And let me actually tell you the title of this episode so we can just go on and jump right into it. And you heard the warning. So it's going to be controversial. So let's get it. Sad story, but she deserved it. I'm going to say that one more time. Sad story, but she deserved it. So let's get into it. Here's what happened. Currently, there's this craze over this doggone Popeye's chicken sandwich. Now, whenever you're listening to this, I'm giving you the date is about December the 11th of 2019 at the recording of this particular podcast. So if you're listening to this after that, we're currently in a time right now where this Popeye's chicken sandwich is generating a whole lot of controversy. For some odd reason, people in the Black community have gone apeshit over this doggone chicken sandwich. I personally refuse to go even try the damn thing. I mean, because there's so much bullshit that's been going on around it. But anyway, and it's a chicken sandwich, and it's from a chicken sandwich from a fast food restaurant that's not going to be any good for you. So what in the world is everybody losing their damn mind over this doggone chicken sandwich? I don't know. But anyway, this particular story happened in Columbia, Tennessee. Now, this all surrounds a white customer and a Black employee. Now, here's what happened. The white customer, and I went back and kind of looked at, read the article on what her attorney said and all of that. So now come to find out what happened is the customer was actually double charged. She was overcharged, right? So she came back to the store to rectify the situation of how she was overcharged. When she went back to the store to talk about, to get the situation cleared up, hey, I was overcharged, came back with a receipt or whatever, she was met with apprehension. Now, when she was met with apprehension, obviously, that's not on the video. We don't see any of that, but the story goes that she was met with apprehension, okay? Now, when the video comes on and the video is online, if you go through and do a Google search of Popeye's woman slammed, then the video will come up. And if you go to my Twitter, Too Rich to Miss, then the video link is, there's a link to the video there as well. If you're watching this on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Too Rich to Miss, there's a link in the description below. So getting back to what happened, because I think it's kind of funny as well. Funny, but not funny. But anyway, you'll see what I mean. So the lady obviously has met with some opposition, right? She's met with some opposition and she has this issue. So so obviously things get heated. The video kicks in and the video starts with the black employee already upset, and they're upset. And it would make you think that it gives you the impression that the white person was obviously saying some very aggressive things, because the first thing that comes up when the video comes on is the black employee is saying, bitch, I wish you would slap me, which leads me to believe that the white woman made some type of aggressive statement toward this particular black employee. And, you know, so that, because we just don't go from 0 to 100 just, you know, for anything, you know, just, you know, let's just be for real. But anyway, this particular person, she had already set some things and kind of got things escalated. That was when the video started. Now, then the next thing that pops up in the video is you hear other people in the background that's filming and people around saying, oh, whoa, wait a minute, you two, you in the wrong part of town to be using the N-word. Now, not just the person filming, but someone else, you could hear people, you could hear someone else in the background, you know, the restaurant is like, oh, you know, I mean, even though it can't be as clearly heard or her saying the N-word in the video, but that, I mean, come on now, we know what time it is. If you know anything about the political era that we're in right now in this day and age, then you'll know that, you know, white people are feeling themselves pretty much really feeling themselves, especially the segment of white people that find themselves that are more on the racist side and don't like black people anyway. You know, those people that were secret, quiet racists are really coming out of the woodwork now because they feel empowered by their current leader that's in the White House that displays quite a lot of that, quite frankly, displays and empowers them through his rhetoric. I mean, that's his base. He fires up these people that are inherently racist and in these towns that's been harboring this stuff, and it makes them feel like they can go out and just say any and everything that they want to say to black people and to any of us, for that matter, that are people of color. But right now we're talking about black people. So this particular person used the N-word. She called him a nigger, is what she did. And she's a nigger. She called him nigger. You know how they talk. So she, I'm sure that's kind of how it came out. And, you know, we shouldn't go there. But in the midst of it all, you know, what happens next is the video. Well, one more thing kind of happens. That happens. And then the person that's behind the counter, you can see this in the video, they come up and they're like, look, because one employee is trying to kind of like, you know, kind of like you can see one employee is kind of trying to de-escalate, like, you know, hold on, no, back up, whatever. And they kind of move that employee out of the way and come back up to the counter and look the lady in the face and say, I don't give a fuck. Now, then the video kind of cuts to the outside and whoever's filming is filming from their car now. So you can see that I'm filming from their car, right? The lady comes outside, and then you can see the employee come behind the lady. The employee comes behind the lady. Well, comes up to the lady, comes like to her side, kind of behind her. You can kind of see this in the video. Picks her up off of the ground and slams her literally back down to the ground. Now, when you see the video, and if you only see the part of the video where he picks her up and slams her to the ground, it looks very bad. and I chuckle in the midst of it all because it's a situation that could have been so de-escalated and it didn't even have to go there. And at the end of the day, we're talking about this lady got slammed on the ground because She opened her mouth, blatantly disrespected this guy, and this guy just quite frankly wasn't having it. Now, let's get to the obvious. Was it the right thing to do for this black guy to come out and slam and body slam this chick on the ground and cause her to have these injuries? It wasn't the right moral thing to do, no. Now, should he have kind of held himself and contained himself and not body slammed the lady? He should not have done that. But public service announcement to all white people out there right now, all Caucasian people, hear this and hear this well. Every black person is not going to be the one that thinks twice about beating the shit out of you and slam you to the goddamn ground. Every black person is not going to sit back and say, you know what, it's really not kicking this white person's ass right now. Every black person is not going to say, you know what, I'm going to slap the shit out of this person for saying that dumb shit because being blatantly disrespectful and using racial slurs. I mean, come on now. In this day and age, really? I mean, that's all you got. But it's still a blade. It's not about the word itself. It's about what the word means and the intention and the energy behind the word. You know, it's the most deepest form of disrespect that a white person can say to a black person. So, you know, so it's definitely a trigger. And I'm just saying, white people, if you're going to be big enough and bad enough to come out and say that with the force and energy to a black person that you're trying to put it out there and say it in, you make sure that you are ready and well prepared for whatever may come back. Because we're in the time right now where this is what happens. And I said in the beginning, it's sad, but she deserved it. Let's talk about the sad part first. It could have been avoided. Now, she was coming in there because she was wrong. Okay, she was double charged, extra charged, whatever, right? Okay, she was double charged. She was coming to get a refund, right? Okay, she came in, was met with hostility. Let's be honest. Because she was Caucasian and because she's a Caucasian woman in this day and time right now, or in any day and time for real, but especially right now, in this age, in this climate, where we are being killed for pulling out our driver's license. I'm talking about black men, we're being killed for pulling out a driver's license. We are being killed for walking down the street wearing a hoodie. We are being killed for selling loose cigarettes in front of stores. We are being killed for a myriad of all type of reasons. So actually all she really had to do at the end of the day, if we really want to be honest, all she had to do was just, when she was felt like she was disrespected verbally, she didn't have to go back and have a verbal back and forth altercation with this guy who was a black guy. All she had to do was just call the corporate office of that particular spot, and she would have had him fired anyway because she's white, and they would have believed whatever she said from the start. She didn't have to get body slammed on the ground and go through all this and get the injuries that they said she had. They were talking about she's got broken ribs, her leg is broke. She's got fractures all on her elbow and all this other type of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, you know, when you see the video, I can see that she's definitely hurt because he literally got her up off the ground and helped her to get back down to the ground. And once again, I laugh because, quite frankly, you shouldn't feel like anyone shouldn't feel like you should just be able to blatantly disrespect somebody in that particular way and there not be any type of consequences. Now, it's sad. Now, because she could have just totally avoided all of that. She still could have got the situation rectified, got her money back, still got the kid fired, and kept on moving, and it wouldn't have been, and she wouldn't have had to get hurt at all, right? Now, and on the same token, once again, just from our standpoint, to talk about us as black people, because that's what this channel is about, uplifting us as black people and providing solid information that we as black people can utilize to benefit and better ourselves. We do need to take the time to realize that there's some idiotic white people out here. there are some stupid white people out here that are willing to test any of us because they already know that 9.95 out of 10 times, whatever they say, the cops are going to believe them first and going to look down and frown on us second. You know what I'm saying? They're going to believe them first and then kind of look at us like, you know what I mean? So, so it's like, come on, man. It's something she didn't even have to go through and deal with and go through all of that. There are so many other ways and things that it can be taken from their standpoint to where she wouldn't have had to get all banged up and hurt up. And we have to make sure that we think, that we pause and think, that we don't let our emotions get the best of us. There's a lot that's going on in all of our lives, and there's always a lot of things that each one of us as Black people have to deal with. Each one of our situations is unique, but we all have our own individual stresses and struggles or things that we're dealing with. And we have to make sure that when we're having one of those don't fuck with me today type of days, that we realize that some idiot is still going to come up and feel like they can just fuck with you and you are supposed to not do nothing but bow down and back up. And I get it that there's some days where you're like, you know what? I'm going to let them know why they shouldn't fuck with me. And they fucking with me, so I'm going to let them know why they shouldn't. And here's what happens. So what happens, and the even sadder part of this, is this dude is going to catch a felony behind this, right? And it's terrible. It's terrible. And that this kid is going to catch a felony behind slamming this white lady to the ground. And once again, I feel like she deserved it because she didn't have to go in there talking all that noise and talking like she belly badass, knowing that she only 55. I mean, she's a 55-year-old woman. And you gonna just go in here and blatantly disrespect this young Black man? I mean, come on now. All of us aren't gonna be thinking about how our actions are gonna affect how it's gonna affect the rest of our lives and what's gonna happen after this decision. You know, once somebody snaps, it's just like whatever. They're gonna take it. They're gonna take whatever consequences come with it. And I'm saying to us that we need to make sure us as Black people, we need to make sure that we're in check and on point with our emotions so that we don't have somebody that can come in and trigger us with a doggone racial slur, get their ass kicked, you know, because we turn around and snap, kick their ass, and then beat the shit out of them, and then catch a doggone felony case, and then we looked at as the angry Black man. We're now the angry Black man. And then, of course, let's keep it real. They're never going to really be able to honestly balance out the conversation and understand that this chick was just being a dumb bitch who figured that she could just say whatever the hell she wanted to say because this is just some young Black kid and he's supposed to just take whatever the hell she's saying back the fuck up. When truth be told, it ain't like that. All of us ain't taking that bullshit. You know, so public service announcement to white people, don't come out there talking that shit if you're not ready for somebody to snap off and dig in your ass. That's just bottom line what it is. She was out there talking that shit. Dude dug into her motherfucking ass, picked up and banged her ass on the goddamn ground. Now, once again, was it right? No. No. Not right at all. He shouldn't have did it. But guess what? She shouldn't have been out there talking shit, calling him a nigga. Real talk. If she wouldn't have been calling him a nigga, disrespecting him and going through all of that she was going through, talking that rah-rah, as we used to say back in the day, she was talking all that rah-rah, or as the current people, or as the new current generation said, she came in there talking that shit like she wanted smoke. So that young kid was like, you know what? I don't give a fuck what she is, who she is. She can get it just like anybody else can get it. And he went out there and showed her that she can get it, and she got it. Now, what can we learn from this situation right now? As Black people, control ourselves. Get a handle on our emotions. Let's understand and know that these white people are going to be, it's a set of white people that's going to be coming out here that feel like they're empowered because they feel like it's their time to be to come back out and be the racist son of a bitches that they can be. And we have to be smart enough to realize that 99% of the time, 99.95% of the time, the law is not going to be on our side, even when we are totally right. So Lord forbid situations like this come up and we're actually wrong legally, because he legally, according to looking at, when you look at the video, you can see it. You can see what I'm saying. I'm not saying it off the wall. He actually, you can see he pick her up off the ground and bam. I mean, it's seen. You can see it. If you listen close enough, you can hear how she hits the ground like it's a trip. Anyway, so we got to control ourselves. Real talk, straight up. I said that a few times, I know, because we really need to control our emotions and not get set off and you know, just throw our life away over some damn fucking poor white trash ass motherfucker who really don't give a fuck about us. No way. I mean, real talk. We got to be better than that just as a people, straight up. Now, and just from the white people, honestly, man, y'all just need to realize you can't just blatantly disrespect another black adult and be surprised when they react in a manner that can be considered extreme. That's just what that is. Sad story, but she deserved it. It's the Too Rich to Miss podcast. We coming back, and we coming back strong. Gonna be back at you next week with another great episode. Oh my God, it's real out here in these streets. Once again, black people, take care of yourself. Control your emotions. Don't get set up and hemmed up by one of these dumbass motherfuckers out here calling us a nigga and all this other bullshit. All right, peace. We'll see you next week. Too Rich to Miss.